Torah in this week's parasha introduces us to the concept of Pesach Sheni. Torah tells a story that there were some people who were Tamei Emes and they weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon, so they got a special dispensation to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chafei is troubled with the pasuk. The Gemara says, how could it be that these individuals, because they were Tamei Emes, they became Tamei to their Kerovim? How were they allowed to become Tamei to their Kerovim? They knew that that Yudal and Nisan was coming up. They weren't going to be able to have the ashes of the Paraduma sprinkled on them to become Tahorim. They were going to remain Tamei Emes. So Lachor, it should have been Asa for them to become Tamei to the Korov to begin with, because they were going to be Mevatel, the midst of Karban Pesach, by becoming Tamei to the Korov. So the Gemara of Chafayim at Beis and Sukkah says, from here you see a raya to the principle that Osik and Mitzvah is Potter min HaMitzvah. Someone who is Osik in one Mitzvah is Potter from a different Mitzvah. They were allowed to become Tamei to their Korov, even though they realized as a result of doing that, they would be Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The Gemara says, though, that there's another marker for the din of Osik Mitzvah Potter min HaMitzvah, and that is the pasuk in Kriyat Shema. It says, "V'shiplecha v'veisecha, v'sheves didach, prat l'sheves d'mitzvah." Right? Osik Mitzvah is Potter min HaMitzvah. We learn from the pasuk in Kriyat Shema that if a chassan is Torah b'tirda d'mitzvah, he's Torah, he has the difficulty, he's thinking, it's often to concentrate on Kriyat Shema because he's thinking about Bir Rishona. So he's potter from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So why do we need both psukim? Says the Gemara, we need both psukim because from the pasuk of Karban Pesach we think that maybe the din of osik mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah only applies if the second mitzvah has not come as of yet. The zman nakati lamot the zman chiyuva de Pesach, the time of the Karban Pesach hadn't come when the people became tamei initially. So you think that since they were osik mitzvah in the first mitzvah, so that's why they're potter from the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But let's say the zman of the second mitzvah came already. So then maybe we think that you're chayiv in the second mitzvah. Who says that you could do something to put yourself into a chiv of the first mitzvah in some way that you'll become incapable of fulfilling the second mitzvah? That's where we have the second pasuk, v'shiv b'cham v'esach, which tells me even though the zman of Kriyat Shema has come, it doesn't matter. The chassan, if he's tarid b'tirda the mitzvah, he's very involved in thinking about the mitzvah that he's going to perform. He's not obligated in the second mitzvah, even though the zman of Kriyat Shema has come. So that's why we need both psukim. Rishonim there in Sukkah and Daf Chafei have a very interesting debate as to what the parameters of the din of osik mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah actually are. When does this principle apply? When does it not? Tosfos on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph on the Mishnah, which talks about shluchim mitzvah p'turim min HaSukkah, Tosfos has a principle. He says that osik mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah only applies if it's but if it's Efshalakayim Shnei, if you can fulfill both mitzvahs simultaneously, so then there's no ptur. The Osik mitzvah is going to be chayiv in both. Only in a situation where it's Efshalakayim Shnei, for example, someone is a Shomer Aveda, he's watching a lost article, and when he takes the Aveda out to spread it out, to take care of the Aveda, take care of the lost object, he's unable to give a pruta to the ani, he's unable to be involved in this other mitzvah, so then he's osik in the first mitzvah, and he's potter from the second mitzvah. Or the case of a chassan. The chassan is tarid b'tir to the mitzvah, he's thinking about bir rishona, that mitzvah, so he can't concentrate on Kriyat Shema. So in that case, Tosa says, since he's osik in the first mitzvah, he's potter from the second mitzvah, it's efshel l'kayim shneim. But let's say it would be efshel l'kayim shneim, says Tosa, there's no reason to potter him, there's no reason to exempt him from the second mitzvah. Take, for instance, the case in which a person is shluchei mitzvah, he's holeh for a particular mitzvah, he's on a mission to fulfill a particular mitzvah, and it's sukkah's time. So during the day, obviously he's going to be potter min HaMitzvah, he's potter from sitting in the sukkah, because it's yefshel l'kayim shneim. If he's on the journey, he can't stop to sit in the sukkah, because it's going to impede his progress in terms of going on the journey for the mitzvah. But let's say at night, let's say the individual is resting at night, he's not on the journey, so does he have to go through the tircha, go through the bother of searching out a sukkah in the neighborhood that he finds himself in at night? Says Tosfos, yes. He'd be chayiv in the midst of sukkah at night because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. It might involve tircha, it might involve a kind of a bother to look for the sukkah, but he can do that. Because if he can do that, it is efshel l'kayim shneim. He can both fulfill the mitzvah of holchei mitzvah, he can fulfill his mitzvah of being on the journey to fulfill this other mitzvah, to go to whatever mitzvah he wants to fulfill, to learn Torah, whatever the particular mitzvah is, pidyon shvuyim, the Rishonim give different examples. and it's not going to affect, he's not going to be affected in his ability to carry out that mitzvah by sitting in the sukkah at night. So claims Tosis, he'll be mechuyev to sit in the sukkah at night. Because Tosis claims that osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, only applies if it's eif shalakayim shnev. If it's eif shalakayim shnev, you can do both. Why not? Why not? Not only why not, but you're mechuyev to do both. And Tosis gives a very interesting logic. Tosis says, why is this true? Why should I say that if you're osik mitzvah, you're patur from a different mitzvah, only if it's eif shalakayim shnev? He says, because if you'll say patur min mitzvah, even if it's eif shalakayim shnev, so you come to an absurd conclusion. Atu mishayesh lo tzitzis bevigdo utfilim perosho ye patur mishar mitzvahs. It's going to come out that someone who's wearing tzitzit, someone who's wearing tefillin, is not going to be mechuyev in any other mitzvah, because osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. He's osik in a mitzvah, he's wearing tzitzit, so he's putting on tefillin, so he should be patur from every other mitzvah. Says tells us that's absolutely ridiculous. So because that's a ridiculous conclusion, it must be that if it's eif shalakayim shneim, you take a chayev in both mitzvahs. You can't patur, you can't call on this, you can't use this exemption unless it's eif shalakayim shneim, unless you can't fulfill both. If by doing the second mitzvah you'll be prevented from doing the first mitzvah, so then stick with the first mitzvah. But if by doing the first mitzvah, by doing the second mitzvah, you won't be prevented from doing the second mitzvah, it's eif shalakayim shneim, so then there's no reason not to do both mitzvahs. And Tosfos says the logic is that if you're going to say that osik mitzvah is patur min mitzvah, even if it's eif shalakayim shneim, it'll come out something absolutely absurd that people are going to be patur from mitzvahs left and right, because everyone's wearing tzitzis, people are putting on tefillin. So there should be no chiyuv to do any other mitzvah when a person is wearing tzitzis or putting on tefillin. This is the position of Tosfos and Sufah. The Ran there disagrees with Tosfos. The Ran and Sukkah claims that he thinks there's no raya from tzitzis to tefillin to every other mitzvah. He thinks the logic of Tosfos, the equation that Tosfos drew to prove the ridiculous, to prove how absurd this assumption is, the Ran thinks that the whole equation isn't accurate. It's not a good equation. Why not? The Ran says, what's the comparison to someone who's wearing tzitzit, someone who's wearing tefillin? He's not osik b'mitzvah. He's not osik b'mitzvah when he's wearing the tzitzit when he's putting on tefillin. He's mekayim b'mitzvah. He's fulfilling himself, but he's not osik b'mitzvah. So because he's not osik b'mitzvah, there's no reason for him to be patur min mitzvah. Tosfos wants to say that the fact that obviously, we realize a person who's wearing tzitzit, wearing tefillin, is still chayav in other mitzvahs. It says Tosfos that proves to me that osik mitzvah is patur min mitzvah only if it's eif shalakayim shneim. If it's eif shalakayim shneim, like tzitzis and tefillin, obviously you must be chayav in other mitzvahs. Says the Ran, what's the comparison? Tzitzis and tefillin, you're not being osik b'mitzvah. But in a chanali, if you'd be osik b'mitzvah, even if it's eif shalakayim shneim, maybe you should be patur min mitzvah. Maybe you should be patur from a second mitzvah. So the Ran would say that if someone is shluchei mitzvah, he's on a journey to carry out some kind of mitzvah, even at night, when he could get to a sukkah, he'd still be patur min mitzvah. He'd be patur from sitting in the sukkah because he's also a mitzvah. It doesn't matter that it's eif shalakayim shneim, he still should be patur at night. The Ran does add one caveat. The Ran does say that if there's no tircha at all to do the second mitzvah, so then he certainly would be chayav a mitzvah. But as opposed to Tosfos who claim that even though there is tircha, right, if it's eif shalakayim shneim, he's chayev b'mitzvah. Right? Tosfos says that if it's eif shalakayim shneim, he's going to be chayev in the second mitzvah, even if there is tircha. The Ran would say that if you require tircha to do the second mitzvah, then osik mitzvah is going to be patur min mitzvah. As long as you do require tircha. Even though it's eif shalakayim shneim, you get all the principles together. The Ran says it's eif shalakayim shneim, you can do both, but it requires tircha to do the second mitzvah. The Ran says in that case he's still patur from the second mitzvah. It's only if you don't require any tircha to do the second mitzvah, then you'll be chayiv in the second mitzvah. But if it does require tircha to do the second mitzvah, right? The Ran will say that if it's eif shalakayim shneim, even if it's eif shalakayim shneim, you'll still be patur from the second mitzvah. So how is Tosfos going to respond to the Ran's point? The Ran Machar is making a very good point. What's the comparison to tzitzis and tefillin? Tosfos said that osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah applies even if it's eif shalakayim shneim, even if you could do both, because haraya, someone who's wearing tzitzis and tefillin obviously is chayav in other mitzvahs. Claims the Ran, what's the comparison? Tzitzis and tefillin, when you're wearing the tzitzis and wearing the tefillin, you're not osik b'mitzvah. But if you pack it, would be osik b'mitzvah, meaning if you're doing a mitzvah and it's a tircha to do the second mitzvah, So then you'll be potter from doing the second mitzvah. If there's no tircha to do the second mitzvah, then you'll be chayav, claims the Ran. But if there's at least a tircha to do the second mitzvah, claims the Ran, you're going to be potter. Even though it's actually kayim shneim, you can do both. It's just with a tircha. But the Ran would say that you'll be potter. L'chor, the Ran is right. What's the comparison between tzitzis and tefillin? L'chor, the case of tzitzis and tefillin, you're not being osing mitzvah at all. The Rav in his Shiurim to Sukkah explained that Tos and the Ran are disagreeing with how to define the concept of Osek B'mitzvah. We see readily that the Gemara in Sukkah, because it uses the phrase Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Osek B'mitzvah. Clearly the Gemara assumes that the one who's Potter from doing another mitzvah is one who's Osek B'mitzvah. You have to be Osek B'mitzvah. It's not enough that you're Mekayim B'mitzvah. Osek B'mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. Said the Rav, maybe Tos and the Ran are disagreeing about how to define the concept of Osek Mitzvah. Vos meintos Osek. What's an Osek? Who's called an Osek? Tosus perhaps assumes that a person is not called an Osek Mitzvah unless he's totally consumed by the first mitzvah. Unless he's totally involved in the first mitzvah. Then he can be called an Osek Mitzvah. Then he'll be part of a mitzvah, but he'll be part of from any other mitzvah. So because Tosas assumed that an Osek B'mitzvah is only one who's totally consumed by the first mitzvah, that's perhaps why Tosas felt there really is a good comparison to Tzitzis and Tefillin. I know they're not exactly the same. I know the case of Osek B'mitzvah is not exactly the same as Tzitzis and Tefillin. Tzitzis and Tefillin, it's B'shevi Al-Tasa. Is he doing a mitzvah B'kumba Asay? No, he's not actively doing anything. B'shevi Al-Tasa, he's M'kayim a mitzvah. I know it's not exactly the same as Shluchim Mitzvah. They're walking on a journey. They're going on a journey. They're doing something B'kum V'aseh. They're doing something active. I know physically it's not exactly the same. But Al-Pidin, Tosfos felt, Al-Pidin, they're both the same. It's the Zel B'Zach. What's the difference? They're both the same in the sense that in neither case are you totally consumed by the first mitzvah. But since it's Tefillin, since it's B'Shevi Al-Tasa, Vada, you're not totally consumed by the first mitzvah. But even by a regular case of Osek B'mitzvah, you're also not totally consumed by the first mitzvah. Because it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Since you can do both of them, Tosas claims, you're not totally consumed by the first mitzvah. You're not totally consumed by the first mitzvah. It's really no different than Tzitzis and Tefillin. Even though we understand one is B'Shevi Al-Tasa, one is B'Kum V'Aseh, but the reality is, Al-Pidin, they should be viewed the same. Because you're not totally consumed by either. One because it's Shevi Al-Tasa, one because you're not actively fulfilling the mitzvah anyway, Tzitzis and Tefillin. The other, in the case of Osek B'mitzvah, Shluchim Mitzvah, etc., you are actively doing something, but the reality is, since it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you're not totally consumed by the first mitzvah. Because it's not effect, if you were to do a second mitzvah, that wouldn't affect the performance of the first mitzvah. So the same halacha should apply. That's why Tosas felt it was a good comparison. The Ran, by contrast, must have felt that Osek B'mitzvah shouldn't be defined as one who's totally consumed by the first mitzvah, but rather one who is busy in the first mitzvah. If you're busy in the first mitzvah, then you're potter from doing a different mitzvah. That's how the Ran defined the Osek mitzvah. And that's why the Ran said, you know what the key distinction is? It's whether doing the second mitzvah involves tircha or not. If doing the second mitzvah doesn't involve tircha, the Ran admits to Tosis, Avali will be chayav the second mitzvah, because that's not called being Osek mitzvah. You're not busy in the mitzvah. How do I define, when will I define you as being Osek mitzvah, as being busy in the mitzvah? That's if doing the second mitzvah involves tircha. So if it involves tircha, then you are defined as being busy in the mitzvah, but you'll be part of a mitzvah, you'll be part of him doing the second mitzvah, even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, because you're Osek B'mitzvah. See, the Ran was not troubled by Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, because Efshel L'Kayim Shneim is a criterion that you would use to figure out whether someone is totally consumed by the mitzvah. The Ran doesn't require someone to be totally consumed to be called an Osek B'mitzvah, to be part of from another mitzvah. The Ran says the key is, are you busy? So the Ran ignores the idea of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. He says the question is there tircha or not? If there's no tircha, you're not busy. If you're not busy, then you'll be chayiv in the second mitzvah. But if there is tircha, even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, and you're not totally consumed, but you are busy. And if you are busy, then you'll be potter from the second mitzvah. Okay, so this perhaps is the machlokes Tosas and the Ran as to whether Osek mitzvah, potter min hamitzvah applies even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. That's the Ran. Or it only applies if it's the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Some of the Achronim take this one step further. Some of the Achronim have a different question. How do you understand the Ptur of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah? Not the question of Tosas and the Ran. Another issue in the Sugya. How do you understand the nature of the Ptur? There's a dispensation. He's Osek B'mitzvah, he's Potter from a different mitzvah. So how do we understand that kind of dispensation, that kind of leniency? Should we assume that someone who's also a mitzvah is like an einu mechuyev bedavar in the second mitzvah? He's not mechuyev in the second mitzvah at all? Or is the pshat, he is a bar chiyuva, but the Torah gave him a ptur. The Torah gave him a dispensation. We find other types of individuals who are potter from doing mitzvahs. L'mashal, onus, someone who, beyond his control, he can't do the mitzvah. So you know, onus rachamana patri tells us that an onus, someone who by accident, because of certain extenuating circumstances, can't do a mitzvah, so he's potter, the Torah patters him. So there, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman proves from a Gemara in Chagiga that onus rachamana patri must mean that the person really is a mechuyev bedavar, but he just has a ptur, he has an exemption. The Torah gave him an exemption, but he really is called a mechuyev bedavar. What's this Gemara in Chagiga? The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tes is talking about the karbanos that a person has to bring on Yom Tov. Someone who didn't bring his karban Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga, on the first day of Yom Tov, on Sukkot, Pesach, etc., Shavuos, if he didn't bring his Shalmi Chagiga, then he has the rest of the Yom Tov to bring the karban. Where in Shavuos, he has Zman for Tashlum and after the Yom Tov. So the Gemara there in Chagiga on Daf Tes says that according to the Mandam, it's Machlok is there, but according to the Mandam, who says that Kulan Tashlum and Derishon in him, meaning all the other days of Yom Tov, let's take Sukkot, or Pesach, all the other days of Yom Tov are like a Tashlumin for the first day, like a makeup for the first day. So there's a distinction to be drawn between different kinds of Pturim, the Gemara says. If someone is Chigir Berishon, let's say he was a Chigir, he wasn't able to walk appropriately, so then he's not obligated to bring the Shalmi Chagiga. So the Gemara says, if he's Chigir Berishon and Nispashe Basheni, he's Pasha, he's Potter. Nispashe Basheni, his leg was somehow crooked, it wasn't straight, the Nispashe, it got straightened out, meaning he's able to walk, he's able to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring his carbon. So if he's Chigir Berishon and Nispashe Basheni, he's Potter, the Gemara says, from bringing the Shalmi Chagiga. Once he's Potter La'olavah, he's Potter for the rest of the Yom Tov. But if he's honest Barishan, then he's Chayav B'Sheni. According to the Manda Amar, that Kulan Tashlum and Derishan. If all the other days are like a Tashlum of the first day, meaning the Iker Chiyuv to bring the Yolos Re'i and the Shana Chagiga to bring his Karbanas is the first day Yom Tov. He wasn't able to do it, he didn't do it for some reason, so then it depends. If he's a Chiyuv Barishan, if he's Pata because he was unable to bring the Karban physically, and he has this tour of Chiger, so then he's Pata even B'Sheni. But if he didn't bring it the first day because he's an onus, he wasn't feeling well, or he was far away, somehow he couldn't come to the Beis HaMikdash, but he wasn't a chiger, so the Gemara says that he's going to be chayev etashlum and b'sheni. Moshe lekach, we find in the midst of Pesach Sheni. Someone who is b'derech rechoka, or he's tameh, if he's unable to bring the Pesach Rishon, he has to bring the Pesach Sheni. And according to one day in the Gemara, Sheni is tashlum and derishon, so it's the same idea, meaning the fact that you are onus, the fact that you were unable to do it the first day, the first time, doesn't mean that you're potter the rest of the time. You're chayev. That's the old case of tashlumin. Someone who's an onus, let's say, he has to go to the bathroom, and he can't daven during the entire zman of shachris. He has to daven to shmona esrei's mincha time because he was onus the first time. So Chazal gave him a dispensation that he can have a tashlumin, he can have a makeup in the next zman tefillah. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, from here you see that onus rachmana patre doesn't mean that he's not a mechuyev bedavar, because if it meant he's not a mechuyev bedavar, he'd be like a chiger. The chiger is an einu mechuyev bedavar at the zman of the ikar achiyev. That's why he remains potter even bezman tashlum. Tashlum is a makeup for the ikar achiyev. So if you are not a mechuyev bedavar in the primary time when the mitzvah is supposed to take place, so you're going to be potter forever, because you can't have a tashlum of a zero. If you weren't mechuyev bedavar in the original time, you can never have a tashlum later. But if you were only onus barishon, you were only onus at the zman of the ikar achiyev, the primary time for doing this mitzvah, so then Chazal gave you that dispensation. They said that you're able, or the Torah in certain circumstances will give a dispensation and say that someone will be able to fulfill the mitzvah at the zman of tashlumin, because you weren't an einu mechuyev bedavar. You are mechuyev bedavar. You're in the parsha of the mitzvah. It's just that you were potter for some reason, you couldn't do it, so you got the dispensation to do it bezman tashlumin. The question is, what to say about Osek B'Mitzvah? What's the p'tur of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potem in HaMitzvah? Is he Potem in HaMitzvah? Does that mean that he's an Enem Mechuyev B'Davar? Or does that mean he's Potem in HaMitzvah? He has a dispensation. But he really is a Mechuyev B'Davar. It's just that he has this special dispensation. So that seems to be a machlokas in the poskim. The Taz in Yeridei, in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, in Sivkot and Hei, the Taz quotes from the Drisha, Let's say a person is misasik b'tzorchei tzibur. He's involved in some kind of communal activity. He's on a hatzala call or the like. And the zman of kriyashma passes. The zman of tefillah. The zman of tefillah, excuse me. The zman of tefillah passes. The zman of tefillah passes. What's the din? So the drisha says someone who's misasik b'tzorchei tzibur and over zman of tefillah, he's potter from tashlumen. He's potter from tashlumen. He doesn't daven at tefillah tashlumen. That's the drisha. So the Taz asks, how can that be? What's the difference between misasik b'tzorchei tzibur and a regular onus? We know onus is the classical example of someone who davens at tefillah tashlumen. So why should osik b'tzorchei tzibur be any different? Osik b'tzorchei tzibur is an onus. He's on that follicle. He's doing some kind of a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. I don't know, whatever he's doing that he can't daven. So he's like an onus. So if onus is chayav in tashlumen, l'chora misasik b'tzorchei tzibur should be chayav in tashlumen as well. The Shach in his Nekudas HaKesef, in his Hagos, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch there on the Taz, the Shach says he doesn't understand the Kasha of the Taz. Because Misasi B'Tzarchet Tzibur is Oseg B'Mitzvah. And Oseg B'Mitzvah, Potom and HaMitzvah is not the same as Onus. Onus, Rachman HaPatre, you're really a Mechuyah B'Davar. But Oseg B'Mitzvah, you're not a Mechuyah B'Davar at all. The Loshon of the Shach, Dafka Ba'Onus Shechayev Menadim, El Mishim Da'Onus Hu Potom, the Shach says, Osek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah means he's not chayev min ha-din at all in the original time. So then he'll be potter in the end as well. Hilkav b'osek b'tzorchei tzibur eino chayev klal min ha-din. And that's why he's going to be potter later. There's no concept of tashlumen there. By osek b'mitzvah, you're potter not in the sense of just an exemption, but you're not a mechuyev b'davar. It's like the mitzvah is not said to you at all. If it's not said to you at all, if you're an Eidom Achuyah B'davar in the Zman of the Yikar Achiyah, you're not going to have a Tashlumen at all. That's like Chige Barisha V'nis Pashet B'Sheini. So claims the Shach, I don't see why the Taz should ask on the Drisha. Shach thinks the Drisha is right. The Taz apparently understood that Osek B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah doesn't make you an Eidom Achuyah B'davar. The Taz must have understood that Osek B'Mitzvah has a dispensation. He's Achuyah B'davar, but he's Potter. He's shayach to the mitzvah, but he has the ptur. So if he's shayach to the mitzvah, then he should have the tashlum. He should have the ability to do the tashlum later. The Drisha and the Shach apparently understood that osik b'mitzvah is not a mechuyev b'davar at all. So he's not a mechuyev b'davar at all. Once he's not mechuyev b'zman ikar achiyev, he'll never be mechuyev. So you can't put on him a tashlum. A tashlum is a makeup for someone who is chayev, but somehow couldn't fulfill his chiyev. But here, he never had a chiyev to begin with. Obviously, he's going to remain potter. He's not going to have the din of tashlum. Some point out that l'chora there should be another nafkamina to this question as to whether osik b'mitzvah is actually an enem mechuyev b'davar, or should we say that he's mechuyev b'davar but he just has a dispensation. And that is, what's the din? Let's say someone is osik b'mitzvah and he's taka potter from doing the second mitzvah, but he did it anyway. Let's say someone is osik b'mitzvah, he's on a hatzalah call, and somehow in the middle of the hatzalah call he eats the matzah. It's the Seder night, and he hasn't eaten matzah yet. And he wants to eat matzah before chatzos, so he chaps around the matzah, and let's say taka is a tircha to get to the matzah. I'm not sure if it's actually efshel kam shneim or not. He's in the middle of defibrillating someone, and he picks up the matzah. It's obviously a tircha for him to pick up the matzah. Maybe taka, he really shouldn't be doing it. Should taka be osek in the chola that he's treating right now? But he did it anyway. Was he mekayim the mitzvah? Or not? Meaning, let's say he has time later before chatzos to eat another kazayis of matzah. Is he mechuyev to go back and eat another kazayis of matzah? Or should we say he was potter initially? He was also mitzvah. He's potter at that time, but he did it. He did it. Whether he should have done it or not, that's a different question. That's a hashkafa question. But a halacha question: if you're going to ask me, did he fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Yes. Or should I say no? Maybe he didn't fulfill the mitzvah that he's mechuyev in now. Maybe he taka didn't do the mitzvah. Maybe he wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvah, he's mechuyev now. So you see clearly that it should depend on what the din of osik mitzvah is. If someone who's osik mitzvah is not a mechuyev b'davar in another mitzvah, so maybe the fact that he fulfilled the mitzvah b'toras eino mitzuva v'oseh, he doesn't fulfill his obligation completely to the extent that if he becomes a mitzuva v'oseh, he shouldn't have to do the mitzvah again. But if you assume that osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah means that just that, he's potter min ha-mitzvah, but he's really a mechuyev b'davar. So if he was a mechuyev b'davar, even though he had a dispensation, there was a leniency that he didn't have to do the mitzvah, but if he did it, he did it. So there should be no reason for him to do the mitzvah again. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach in Siman Tov Ayin Hei Siv Hei writes that if a person eats a kezayis of matzah when he was a shoteh, he was mentally infirm, and then he's nisrape in the middle of the Seder night, he gets so excited and somehow he's nisrape and his shtus goes away and he's no longer a shoteh. So the Shulchan Aruch says that he has to eat another kezayis of matzah. He ate at the time he was potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. He was a shoteh. So obviously he'd have to eat another kezayis. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And some have pointed out that this is similar to what the Turei Yevin in Rosh Hashanah says, that if someone is an Eved K'naini, we know an Eved K'naini is chayav mitzvahs ke'isha, he's potter from some mitzvahs. So if the Eved K'naini, let's say, were to listen to shofar, he shake a lulav, and then he'd be mishtachar. Somehow his odom would be mishachar him on Yom Tov. So if he become a Ben Chorin, the Turei Yevin says he has to do the mitzvah again, because he was potter, even though he fulfilled the mitzvah, he fulfilled the Torah's Eina Metzuva Va'osa. So now he has to fulfill the mitzvah again because he was an Eina Bar Chiyuv initially, now he becomes a Bar Chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah there in the Shaar Tzion, in Siman Tov Ayin Hei, in Sukkot Lamites, draws the distinction between Shota as opposed to other individuals. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lafuke Mishomer Aveda o Mishamer Asameis. As opposed to Shomer Aveda or someone who's Shomer Asameis, as opposed to Oslik B'mitzvah, in other words, Shota. If the Shota ate the Kezayis Matzah and then he's Nisrapa, he has to eat another Kezayis. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Shomer Aveda, Mishamer Sameis, he would not have to do the mitzvah again. If he ate the Matzah when he's Shomer Sameis, or when he's Shomer Aveda, he would not have to eat the Matzah again. He'd be Yotze Yischiv. So I saw Rav Zsolti in the Mishnah Siyavitz is very troubled with this Mishnah Berurah. He says, because according to the Shach, what should come out is that Osik B'mitzvah is not a Mechuyav B'davar in the second mitzvah at all. So if he's not a Mechuyav B'davar in the second mitzvah, he should be the same as a Shota. The same as an Eved K'naini. He's not a Mechuyav B'davar in this mitzvah. So how can you say that the matzah that he ate when he was an Eina Mechuyav B'davar can help him fulfill the mitzvah when he becomes a Mechuyav B'davar as well? Okay, so he fulfilled the mitzvah of the Torah, Seinu Mitzvah Va'osa. He'll get some kind of schar. But how can that prevent him from doing the mitzvah again? In fact, how can it exempt him from having to do the mitzvah again? He should be mechuyev to do the mitzvah again because now he's a mitzvah va'osa. Now he's actually mechuyev davar in the mitzvah. But before, he wasn't mechuyev davar in the mitzvah. What's really the difference between osik v'mitzvah as opposed to shota? It's really the same. Now, you could draw a distinction and say shota is like a psul gavra. The gavra is somehow deficient. The gavra is somehow deficient. That's really what the Mishnah Berurah Taka says. He says, "Lafuke mishamer avedo mishamer esames da aftu gamken poteros mikol haMitzvah imachol az matzah yotza yidei chavaso duhu ish." He's a man. El shaoz lo chivaso Torah mipnei shu osik b'mitzvah acheres. The Mishnah basically seems to be saying that, but the difference is a shota is not an ish. He's not an ish in the same sense. It's a psul in the gavra, as opposed to someone who's osik b'mitzvah. It's not a psul in the gavra. It's just that there's some external tour. But l'chora, what's the difference? Al pidim, what's the difference? If you say that osik b'mitzvah is an ein mechuyev b'davar, so he can be an ish. He's a man, but he's not a mechuyev b'davar. He's a man who's not a mechuyev b'davar. See, he's like a woman. He's like a shoteh. There really is not. He's physically a man, but he's ein mechuyev b'davar. So what really is the difference? And in fact, the stak is very difficult because the Mishnah Berurah later on in Siman Tzadi Gimel, Paskins like the Drisha and the Shach. That's a row of poskim hold. That someone who's Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur is potter from Tashlumen later, like the Drisha, against the Taz. The Taz wants to say that Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur is like honest. This is important Shaila L'maisa. Someone who's Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, he goes out on a Hatzalah call and somehow he misses the time of Tfilah. So does he have a Tashlumen or not? Yeah, according to the Shach and the Drisha, he wouldn't have a Tashlumen. It's over. Now, obviously, this would relate to, you know, when did he get started? Maybe if the Zman HaMitzvah started before him, so maybe he taka is mechuyev because he really could have done the mitzvah before he became Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur. Let's say he's Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur from beginning to end. It's in the winter months, and Netzach Hama is late. It's at 7:20. He gets involved in the Hatzalah call at 7 o'clock, and he's actively involved until 10 or 11. So Zman Tfilah is over. So the question is he mechuyev to daven a tefillah tashlum? According to the Shach and the Drisha, l'chora he'd be potter because he was an ein mechuyev b'davar. So if the Mishnah Berurah himself passes like the Shach and the Drisha, unless you'll give this distinction, even though it's a very difficult distinction, between some kind of psul gavra as opposed to an external ptur, hora, Mishnah Berurah should paskin, when it comes to osig mitzvah, if someone fulfills the mitzvah when they're osig mitzvah, they should still have to fulfill it again because they really didn't do anything. They fulfilled the mitzvah as an eino mechuyav bedavar that shouldn't exempt them if they become a mechuyav bedavar later on in Torah. Some have pointed out that this question as to whether osig mitzvah is really an eino mechuyav bedavar, he simply has an external ptur, this question is actually related to by the Rishonim themselves. The Ritva, in his comments, in his Chidushim to Sukkah, asks, why do I need a pasuk that osig mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? Isn't it a svar pshuta? It's a svar pshuta. It's a svar pshuta. If I'm doing the first mitzvah, why should I have to do the second mitzvah? I'm osig in the first mitzvah, so why should I have to do the second mitzvah? Now, he points out in the Kasha, he says, obviously, if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, he's not going to be patur. He holds like Tosfos. The Ritva holds like Tosfos that osig mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah only if it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So the Ritva says that if osig mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, only if Yev Shalakayim Shneyem, isn't it obvious he should be Potem in a mitzvah? Why do I need a pasuk? So says the Ritva, I need the pasuk because I would think that let's say you're doing one mitzvah and you want to do the second mitzvah. The second mitzvah is a choshev mitzvah, so you want to do the second mitzvah. I think that you can leave the first mitzvah and go to do the second mitzvah. Says the Ritva, Kamash v'lo and keva de Potem min ha'acheres, harehi etzlo achshav kidover shel rishus. Once you're osik in the first mitzvah, so any other mitzvah is like a davar shel rishus, you're not a mechuyev b'davar in the second mitzvah at all. The osim lahaniach mitzvosim ibnei davar shu shel rishus. Zok the Ritva, what osik in the mitzvah potem in a mitzvah tells me is not only are you potem in mitzvah cheres, it's also to do the second mitzvah. So at first glance, what the Ritva is telling us is that osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah doesn't just give me a ptur, it's not just an exemption from the second mitzvah. Yitaka ena mechuyav b'davar in the second mitzvah. Not only would you not have a din of tashlumin, not only would you be obligated to fulfill the mitzvah again if you became a mechuyav b'davar later, it's also to do the second mitzvah, zok the Ritva. Because it's a davar shel rishus. It's mamash clear, right? It's licked in the verit of the Ritva that the din of osig mitzvah makes you an eino bar chiyuva in the second mitzvah. And that's why not only are you potem in a mitzvah, it's also to do the second mitzvah. Because it's a davar shel rishus, klapei the first mitzvah. It's not just a din kedima that, well, you're doing the first mitzvah, so you're potem from the second mitzvah, so why not do the first mitzvah? Let's say you want to do the second mitzvah, you can. Zok the Ritva, no, you can't do the same. It's also to do the second mitzvah. Why? Because it's a davar shel rishus. He clearly seems to imply, like whom? Like the Shach and the Drisha, like the Rov Poskim, that osig mitzvah is an eino mechuyav b'davar. And that's why it's going to be osifin to do the second mitzvah. So there are three nafkamina that we have to this issue as to whether osig mitzvah is just a ptur tzaddi, an external kind of exemption, or is it really that he's an eino bar chiyuva? First of all, the question of tashlumin. Is there possibility for tashlumin? So since we pass on the Shach and the Drisha, at first glance you'd say, there is no possibility for tashlumin. Why should he do tashlumin if he was not a bar chiyuva during the zman of the Yikra Chiyuv? Secondly, l'chora, according to that logic of the Shach and the Drisha, what should emerge is that if someone is osik in mitzvah, but he does the second mitzvah, the zman when he's osik in the first mitzvah, l'chora, he fulfilled something, but if he becomes chayiv in the mitzvah, if he's no longer osig mitzvah at some point in time before the end of the zman ha-mitzvah, then he should do the mitzvah again. Because the way that he fulfilled the mitzvah when he was osig mitzvah, that's b'taras eino mitzvah va'osig, not b'taras mitzvah va'osig, b'taras eino bar chiyuva. So he should have to do the mitzvah again when he becomes a bar chiyuva. And thirdly, that when he's osig mitzvah, it really should be osifim to do a second mitzvah. Because if he's an eino bar chiyuva in the second mitzvah, it's like a davar shel rishus, klapei the first mitzvah, so he really should not be able to do the second mitzvah. One of the exceptions to the rule in this concept of osig mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Moikot and Avtesa Medbeis quotes some different psukim in Mishlei, astirim psukim. One pasuk seems to indicate that we should be mevatel from Talmud Torah to do other mitzvahs, and the other pasuk seems to say that we're not mevatel from Talmud Torah to do mitzvahs. So how could that be? So the Gemara says, it depends what kind of mitzvah we're talking about. Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shel asos la'idei acherim, kan b'mitzvah she'ef shel asos la'idei acherim. If you can do the mitzvah through someone else, so if I let someone else do the mitzvah, you'll keep learning. If you can't do the mitzvah through someone else, then you should be mevatel from Talmud Torah to do the other mitzvah. So all the Achronim ask, l'chora, it flies in the face of the Gemara and Sukkah. What if it's a mitzvah, she'ev shalas ha'osayu be'achayu? The Gemara Markan says, you're mevatel mitalmud Torah, lasiyas mitzvahs. We stop learning Torah to do other mitzvahs. How could that be? Yosef b'talmud Torah, if Yosef b'mitzvah, you should be potter min ha'mitzvah, you should be potter min mitzvah acheres. So why is Talmud Torah different? The Meiri in Moed Katan there on Daf Tes Amud Beis suggests that maybe the answer is that Talmud Torah really is different than every other mitzvah. Meiri says, what's the purpose of Talmud Torah? What's the goal of Talmud Torah? So the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem says, Godol Talmud Shemevi L'dei Maisa. The purpose of Talmud Torah is to bring to Maisa, to bring to doing mitzvahs. So up to Meiri, if the purpose of Talmud Torah is to bring us to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then doesn't it make sense that if the mitzvah can't be accomplished by someone else, I should stop learning Torah to do mitzvahs? Because mitzvahs is the goal of Talmud Torah. The purpose of knowing Torah, the purpose of Talmud Torah is to bring a person to fulfilling mitzvahs. Of course, mitzvahs are more important. So I should stop learning Torah in order to fulfill other mitzvahs. That's the Meiri's answer to this problem. The Stipler in Shabbos has a different pshat. The Stipler in the first paragraph in Shabbos suggests a different answer as to why Talmud Torah is different from other mitzvahs. The Stipler says, what you see from this Gemara in Marikon is something very special about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You see something extraordinary about the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What does that dictate to us? It dictates that a person is supposed to be learning whenever he has time. The Havisavo Yomam V'Laila means that whenever a person is punished, if there's free time, like now, right? If there's free time, you're not taking finals, you're not doing anything else, a person should be learning. That's what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not to learn Torah, and then if you have to do other things, you have to go out to Parnassah, you got to take finals, you have to do other things, so then that's a patur, that's an exemption. It's a leniency, because look, a person has to live. He has to do things which normal human beings do. He has to eat and drink and sleep and make a Parnassah, etc. So what, the Torah gave you a dispensation, a patur, that even though you're really mitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah every second of the day, but you have a patur? The disciple claims, no, obviously that's not the pshat. The pshat must be that a person is really only mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah whenever he has free time. But when he doesn't have free time, he's not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Maybe that's what the Gemara in Moed Katan is saying. That if it's a mitzvah she'ev shalasel sayyidei acherim, if you can't do the mitzvah through someone else, so then you should stop learning Torah and do the mitzvah. Why? Because if there's a mitzvah to be done, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's like there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you have to make a parnassah. So making a livelihood and doing a mitzvah are no different. A mitzvah also, if it can't be done by someone else, that is a value in a Torah life, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah when there is a mitzvah to be done and no one else can do it for you. So maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara in Moed Katan. The pshat is not that the Gemara is telling us that mitzvahs are the goal of Talmud Torah. So if mitzvahs are the goal of Talmud Torah, obviously you should stop learning Torah in order to do mitzvahs. No, the pshat is that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah if there's something else important to do. Not everything is important. There are certain rules. But a mitzvah is certainly something which is important. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not going to be trumped by other mitzvahs. It's that the mitzvah doesn't exist to begin with. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah only exists if there's free time. But if there's a mitzvah to be done, there is no free time, so then the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not going to apply at all. Just the final point, from the Gemara in Moed Katan, it's clear that Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. By Talmud Torah, we're actually mevatel from the mitzvah to do other mitzvahs. At first glance, this seems a little bit strange, because Rashi there in Sukkah, we started with the Gemara in Sukkah, so Rashi there on Shluchei Mitzvah, Pturim min HaSukkah, Rashi writes, what's an example of Shluchei Mitzvah? Holchei b'derech mitzvah kigon lilmo Torah. Rashi's example of Shluchei Mitzvah is that you're going to learn Torah. So how could that be? And some actually even point out from the Gemara in Sukkah and Chavav, it's also Mashma like that. It's not just Rashi, but Rashi deduced that from the Gemara. So how could that be? Shluchei Mitzvah patur min HaSukkah, and it's based on Osig Mitzvah patur min HaMitzvah. So if the Gemara Moikotin says that Talmud Torah is the exception, when you're Osek B'Talmud Torah, we are Mevatel from Talmud Torah to do other mitzvahs, so how can Rashi give as an example of Shluchim mitzvahs that you're going to learn Torah? There are other examples he gives, Lifto Shvuyim, other mitzvahs that don't relate to Talmud Torah, but how can you give that example? So I saw Rabbi Scheinberg in his Sefer Mishmeres Chaim has a very beautiful idea. He suggests that maybe we can explain the exemption of Talmud Torah a little bit differently. He quotes the Gra in his Perish to Masech the Peyam. The Gra says on the Mishnah, Avelu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is one of those things that are Ein Lam Shir, the Tana says, and that presumably means Ein Lam Shir Lamala V'Lamata. There's no limit to what you can learn. It's not like the mitzvah of shofar that once you listen to a certain number of kolos, that's it. So if you pick up a lulav, mida agbe naf agbe, Talmud Torah, there's no limit. But moreover, there's no shir lamata either. There's no minimum shir. So what does that mean? There's no minimum, there's no maximum. What does that mean? So the Gra, in his Perish Tepeya, explains that it means that every word of Torah that a person learns, he fulfills a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if every word of Torah is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, there's taka no shir, there's no shir lamala, because the more Torah that you learn, you continue to fulfill the mitzvah. There's no shir lamata, because every word that you say, half a word, every word you say is a mitzvah. So if every word you say is a mitzvah, there's no shir lamata. So Rabbi Scheinberg suggested, maybe that's the idea. The reason why we're mevatel from Talmud Torah to do other mitzvahs is because the din of osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah applies if you taka be'emtza mitzvah. If you're osik mitzvah and you're be'emtza mitzvah, then you're pater from another mitzvah. Be'emtza means you're in the middle of doing something. You started, but you didn't finish. But if you understand that Talmud Torah doesn't have a shir lamata, that every word is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so you're not really an osik mitzvah, because you never will be in the middle of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You either will have finished your previous mitzvah and you're waiting to start the next mitzvah. So maybe that's the exemption. That's the exception. Normally, osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah because a person's in the middle. They're in it. He's doing a mitzvah, but then another mitzvah came up. But maybe Talmud Torah is different, not because of what the stipler suggests, that when there's another mitzvah, so then the mitzvah Talmud Torah doesn't exist. But rather because you're never osik mitzvah, you're never be'emtza ha-mitzvah, because you've always just finished your previous mitzvah, because you just read a word. You finished the word, you're going to stop. The mitzvah comes up when you're in the middle of the word. You just finished reading a word of Torah, so you fulfilled that mitzvah, you finished with that mitzvah. You want to read another word of Torah? That's a new mitzvah, but you're not osik, you're not be'emtza, so maybe that's why you should take a stop. Don't start the next mitzvah of Talmud Torah, do the other mitzvah that can't be done by someone else. So based on this, we can answer for Rashi too. Because Rashi, he knew the Gemara in Moikotin. He knew that Talmud Torah is an exception to the rule. But if you're also with Talmud Torah, you're levato from that mitzvah to do a second mitzvah. But what's Rashi talking about? Rashi's not talking about learning Torah. Rashi's talking about shluchei mitzvah. The exception to the rule, the special halacha of Talmud Torah, only applies to the learning of Torah. Because according to the Gra, you're never going to be be'emtza ha-mitzvah when it comes to learning Torah. But when, in the context of Talmud Torah, can you be be'emtza? When? You're on a journey to go learn. Because the journey is the whole mitzvah. It's only a hechsher for the mitzvah. It's like a preparatory act needed to get to learn. But the reality is, if you assume that the hechsher mitzvah is like a mitzvah, if the preparatory act is like it has a bit of a mitzvah, so then you really are be'emtza. So that's what Rashi meant when he said, shluchei mitzvah, taka p'turim min hasukkah. The din of osik mitzvah pater min hamitzvah will apply even to Talmud Torah if you're be'emtza mitzvah. The only time that you can be be'emtza mitzvah is if you're shluchei mitzvah, because in the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, according to the Gra, you're never be'emtza. You've either just finished and you're about to do the next mitzvah. So that's why Rashi's okay. Right? It can fit in with all of the Gemaras, because that's a strange case, a special case of Talmud Torah where you actually could be be'emtza hamitzvah even when it comes to Talmud Torah. Thank you.